Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Mornings with Stephen Johnsey podcast, where we begin each day rooted in truth, encouragement, and the presence of God. I'm so glad you've joined me today. Our focus for this devotion is a powerful one-sentence prayer that cuts through an entire chapter of genealogies in the Old Testament. It's a hidden gem from a man named Jabez, whose name means pain, yet whose prayer became a model of bold faith and divine favor. Today's episode is titled, A Bold Cry, and our scripture reading is taken from the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10, and I'm reading from the New International Version. It reads, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. This brief but powerful prayer has inspired many to seek God's favor, guidance, protection, and expansion in various areas of life, spiritually, emotionally, and even in leadership or influence. It's often used to encourage bold prayers and faithful expectations. This single scripture verse stands out in a long list of genealogies, not because of Jabez's lineage, but because of his prayer. He didn't settle for what life handed him. Even his name, Jabez, means pain, as mentioned earlier. Instead, he boldly approached God and asked for more blessing, more responsibility, more protection, and more of God's presence. There is nothing selfish about asking God to bless you when your heart is aligned with his purpose. Jabez's prayer wasn't for fame or riches. It was for influence, presence, and protection. In our lives today, enlarging our territory might mean greater reach in ministry, more opportunities to serve, a healthier mindset, better relationships with our loved ones and communities, or even bolder dreams. Here is something that most people may not realize. Just like Jabez, you are allowed to ask God to bless you, not just materially, but spiritually, emotionally, and relationally, to desire growth in purpose, character, and impact, to pray for his hand, inviting his divine guidance and strength, to seek his protection from temptation, harm, and anything that threatens your peace. Heavenly Father, thank you for this powerful and encouraging reminder. Like Jabez, I come before you today asking boldly, Bless me, Lord, not for selfish gain, but that I may be a blessing to others. Enlarge my territory, my influence, my opportunities, my capacity to love and serve. Let your hand be upon me in all I do, guiding my steps and guarding my heart. Keep me from harm and deliver me from pain that would hinder my purpose. I trust you to grant my request according to your will and timing. I ask for your Holy Spirit to bless every ear listening to this message and encourage them to remember that they can pray bold prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Let's never underestimate the power of a sincere, faith-filled prayer. Like Jabez, you don't need a long spiritual resume to get God's attention, just a heart that believes. Whether you're praying for healing, guidance, influence, or protection, don't shy away from bold prayers. God delights in hearing from you, and even when the answers delay, keep persevering. Your consistency in prayer reveals your confidence in God. If today's devotion stirred your heart, I encourage you, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with a loved one who could use a reminder that God listens and answers. You never know how one prayer can change a life. And if you're not already connected with us online, follow along for more regular encouragement on Instagram at Mornings with Stephen Johnsey. Let's keep growing, praying, and believing together. Thanks for being here. I'll catch you in the next episode. I'm Stephen Johnsey, and this is the Mornings with Stephen Johnsey podcast. Until then, keep praying boldly, walking in faith, and know that God loves you. Have a wonderful day.